Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Has anyone ever asked you, why do you believe in God, in Jesus Christ, in the Bible, and in eternal life? Have individuals ever inquired about your church attendance, your belief about New Testament worship, the teaching of the Bible on moral issues, such as premarital sex, adultery, homosexuality, abortion, and such like? When you have been approached about these and other topics relating to your convictions, how did you respond? Did you tell the questioners, I cannot explain what I believe, but let me call our preacher. He can tell you what we believe on these subjects. Do you know what the Scriptures teach about our giving answers to those who ask about our beliefs? Please give attention to these words from the Apostle Peter. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man who asks you a reason of the hope that is within you, with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15. Maybe you think Peter was addressing preachers or teachers. There is no indication in the context of this verse that Peter was speaking primarily to preachers or teachers. He was encouraging every Christian to tell what he believes and why he believes it. Are you able to do that? If not, are you preparing yourself to do it? I am aware that no individual, whether preacher or otherwise, can know every answer to every question which someone may direct at him or her. Surely, you can tell your friends and family members why you became a Christian, but you may not be able to answer the charges of evolutionists, of cultists, of New Age adherents and others. We do need the help of specialists in some areas, but we certainly should work at giving an answer to most people about our faith in the Word of God and about our being New Testament Christians. Peter commanded Christians to sanctify the Lord God in your heart. The word sanctify comes from a Greek word which means to set apart. The Greek verb is always rendered holy. What does it mean to set apart Christ in our hearts? It means that we seek first Christ and His kingdom. Matthew 6:33. It means that we think about things above and not on things of the earth. Colossians 3:1 and 2. It means we must have the attitude of Christ when He said, I do always those things which please Him. John 8:29. Our first step in getting ready to evangelize the world for Christ and to answer questions about our faith is to give Christ the place of honor in our lives. We are also instructed to be ready always to give an answer. To get ready simply means to be prepared for questions about our faith and challenges to what we believe. Now let me ask you a question. How do you get prepared to provide answers to those who ask about our faith in God and in His inspired Word? Obviously, I cannot give you a great number of suggestions, but let me provide a few. We must make an intense investigation of God's book, the Bible. That means more, dear friends, than merely reading a chapter a day or a week. That means looking up words you do not understand, comparing scriptures on the same topic, using your Bible dictionary and other study aids, reading good commentaries, and talking with knowledgeable Bible students. We are wonderfully blessed in our day with thousands of good Bible study programs, many of which are on computer software. There is no excuse for not being able to study and to learn God's Word. We must also seek the Lord's will through prayer. James 1:5. What part does living our faith daily have in teaching others about Christ? Did not Jesus say something about being salt and light? Matthew 5:13 and 16. A good example is a very difficult argument to answer. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.